Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through the Gospel of Mark again as we continue our way through that section. And today we're going to be looking at chapter 12. But before I read that, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We pray that you would bless it to us. Would you give us understanding? Help us to know what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 18 to 27. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. Well, we continue our way, what we started yesterday, with these challenges to Jesus, and we begin now with the resurrection of the dead, the Sadducees who came to him, Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection come to him, and they want to challenge him on his teaching about the resurrection. Now, it's a very important point right there that you want to stop on and realize. They're challenging him on the resurrection. Why are they challenging him on the resurrection? Because Jesus believed in the resurrection of the dead. Why is that important? Well, it's important because some people believe there's no resurrection. Jesus himself taught on the resurrection. If Jesus didn't believe in the resurrection, if Jesus had never taught on the resurrection, he never would have got challenged on it. So if ever you have doubts, or if ever someone challenges you, ask them why the Sadducees challenged Jesus about the resurrection. They weren't coming to him for confirmation. They were coming to him because they believed that he held to the resurrection, and they thought they could show him wrong. So what do they say? They come up with this ludicrous example. Whether it's a true example or not, we're not told. Either way, it's a ludicrous example, isn't it? We had a guy, and it's Moses' fault. It was pretty awkward. You know, he got married, and he died, and his brother took the wife, and he died, and the next brother, and the next brother, and the next brother, and eventually seven brothers had the same wife, and she didn't have any children. So who are they going to be married to? It's a ludicrous example, and Jesus shows it to be ludicrous. He says to them, you guys don't understand. Now notice what they don't understand. Jesus says to them in verse 24, you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. Now, he is commenting not just on this question, but on their whole frame of understanding. The whole frame that they're working from. He says, you've got no understanding. Why? Because they're not arguing from the Scriptures. They're arguing from their perspective. Their perspective is there's no resurrection. And they're arguing from that. But they're not arguing from the Word of God and the power of God. So what is Jesus' answer to them? Well, firstly, he highlights that they're thinking of the new heavens and the new earth in the wrong way. So he says to them, verse 25, when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. So, what does he mean by that? This is a passage which is problematic to anyone who's in a really wonderful marriage. Maybe you've heard this before. Maybe you've thought this before. I know I've thought this before. I really enjoy being married. I really love my wife. I actually wouldn't mind being married to her forever. That's not fair. I don't want to not be married to my wife in the new heavens and the new earth. I don't want to be like an angel in heaven. Maybe you've heard and thought about all those things. Now just recognize what Jesus is saying. Firstly, he's saying there's no need for marriage in the new heavens and the new earth. And secondly, he says we're going to be like the angels. Now, what does that mean? Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to have bodies. Some have suggested by this that we're going to be like angels, purely spiritual with no bodies. But there's nowhere in the Bible that suggests that angels don't have bodies. In fact, every time we see them, we notice they have something. Everyone that sees an angel sees something. He doesn't see an ethereal ghost. Now, they may not look like our bodies, but very often they appear and they look just like us. In fact, Hebrews tells us that sometimes we entertain them unawares. Genesis tells us that the sons of God, the angels, slept with the sons of men. Now, however you interpret that passage, it's suggesting there's a body of some form going on. So, what is Jesus saying then when he says that we'll be like the angels in heaven? Well, you've got to ask, what type of relationship do the angels have with God? They have a relationship of perfect obedience, don't they? They have a relationship of perfect dependence, and they are fully fulfilled their every need in God. And it's in that that you begin to see the key of what Jesus is saying here. Why will marriage no longer be necessary in the new heavens and the new earth? Well, one reason is, very simply, we're not going to need it. You see, what was wrong for Adam? Adam needed a companion. He needed a helper. He needed one like himself. We're not going to need that. We're going to have God. And we're going to be married. We're going to be married to Jesus. You see, we will have the perfect fulfillment of all of our relational needs in God himself. We will no longer need a husband or wife to satisfy us and to fulfill our desires. So the reason there will no longer be marriage in heaven is that we will have a perfect relationship with the Godhead and with all of our brothers and sisters, so that we will no longer need that. My son once put it this way. He said, well, I know, Dad, I know why we don't need marriage in the new heavens and the new earth, because we'll live forever. And if we lived forever and kept having children, we'd fill up the whole earth. I thought that was quite a unique way of understanding it, but maybe there is some of that as well. But notice Jesus' emphatic evidence to the Sadducees that the resurrection is a thing. He says to them, as for the dead being raised, God is the God of the living. And he quotes those wonderful words given to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is the God of the dead, not of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. I love it. What does he mean? Well, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were dead, right? Dead. And Jesus says, God said, he is the God of them now. He doesn't say he was the God of them, but he is the God of them. The point being, even though they're dead, he continues to be their God because they're alive. And you know, the same is true for you. The same is true for your family and friends who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God continues to be their God, and they continue to be God's people. And they will be for all eternity. Look, there is no doubt as to the resurrection of the dead. It is as sure as God himself. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that the resurrection of the dead is a sure hope. We pray that you'd help us. Help us to trust you in that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me again. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.